There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking about the beauty industry now, in particular the sustainable beauty industry, because last week Unilever, the global consumer goods giant, launched a range of so-called sustainable beauty products here in the Gulf. It is called Love Beauty and Planet. Joining us in the studio to tell us why is the man who heads up beauty and personal care for Unilever in this region. It is Abhirup Chakrabarty. Good morning, Abhirup. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Richard.
So why is a massive global company like Unilever launching a new range of products that claims to be sustainable?
I think the fact is that the timing could not be better. Consumers, honestly, nowadays are looking for things which are a lot more responsible towards the world that we live in. And as an organization, we truly believe that the businesses that will survive in the future are the ones who start standing for something more meaningful in the present. And Love Beauty and Planet is basically one more step within our own Unilever Sustainability Living Plan towards making sure that we give back to the world that we're living in and also market responsibly to consumers.
Convince us that this is genuinely a more sustainable product rather than just greenwashing.
So actually, Love Beauty and Planet, if you ask me, the biggest difference is that this brand was born to purpose. So most of our other brands, and I don't know if you've noticed that Alan Jope, our global CEO, has made a nice comment where he said that we will dispose of brands that do not stand for something more meaningful for consumers. And if it's only about making hair shiny or the skin smooth, we will dispose of such brands in the future. And as a result, all our brands are trying to stand for something more meaningful. Love Beauty and Planet was born or created with that purpose. So which is why, for example, all its ingredients are ethically sourced. The packaging is made, the bottles are made from 100% recycled plastic and are fully recyclable. In fact, the one that I like the most is the label that we apply on that bottle is made from a special adhesive, which actually allows it to be cleanly ripped off the bottle in the recycling process. So it doesn't contribute to the waste stream. And similarly, it's PETA certified vegan. And other than that, it's also completely cruelty-free formulations which are used. And in fact, some of the products, for example, the conditioners are even created such that you use less water in rinsing them off.
So what, that's great, but that is one line. What's Unilever doing beyond that to reduce particularly the plastic packaging in all of its products? I mean, you guys are the Persil guys, you guys are the Dove guys, you guys are the, I don't know, Lipton tea, Hellmann's mayonnaise. What are you doing to cut down packaging and everything else?
So the first thing that we're doing is basically trying to use recycled plastic in all our packaging. So globally, we've made commitments towards Dove actually moving to 100% PCR. In fact, in this region, I'm very happy to share that in this region itself, one of our largest products, which is Lux Hand Wash, we're very close to moving it to 100% PCR.
What is PCR?
PCR is post-consumer resin. So basically, it's the plastic that we collect back from you, and we manage to recycle it to recreate packaging.
Which is great as long as we're putting the plastic back in the system. I mean, there have been calls for it not to be on the consumer to recycle, but to be on the people creating the packaging in the first place to make sure it ends back up in the chain.
True. And which is why I think we're working very closely in partnerships, especially with the government here and other agencies to try and make sure that how do we set up a circular economy so we can get back at least what we're sending out there. And at the same time, we're always working and looking for solutions where is there a way to eliminate the packaging altogether, right? And give you products where you can just bring some containers from your house to take. So these kind of models and projects are always being worked on. There are countries where we have managed to set up some. And here we're looking, we're closely working with some local partners. And hopefully sooner than later, you'll see something.
What's the biggest issue you actually have with doing this stuff here? I mean, if you were able to do it in other countries, but not in the UAE, what are our stumbling blocks?
I think it's a question of timing. I think the consumers here are becoming more conscious. In fact, one of the interesting comments which the UAE Ministry of Environment and Climate Change had issued was that if the world, if every country in the world consumed like the UAE does, then we'll require almost 4 to 5 planets to, you know, be able to provide for all the people. And which is why it's a question of awareness. I think awareness is on the rise here. And once it reaches a certain threshold level, then it'll be easier to cater to.
We were talking last week on the Business Breakfast about how millennials and to an extent Gen Z, which we're talking more and more about now, are far more ethical in their consumer choices than our generation ever was. Is that real? Is that actually happening, or is it just an urban myth?
No, I personally find it absolutely real. I think consumers are becoming a lot more conscious than before. In fact, the way they interact with brands and the kind of brands they want to interact with are very different. In our time, you had one-way communication, brands talking down to consumers, selling them, this is right, you know, this product is so much better than that, and people believed it. The consumers today, they want to interact with brands. They want to have meaningful engagement with the brands, and which is why it's really not so much about brand marketing as consumer engagement. So yes, you're absolutely right. The millennials are a lot more conscious, and they're very, very picky about what they want to be using.
We were talking earlier on about the changing face of retail here. Craig Plum was in. It's the big Cityscape exhibition. Their big theme is that, retail is changing, and that, retailers will be taking less space in shopping malls to sell us stuff there and investing more in, warehousing so that we can buy products online. Traditionally, we as consumers have bought Unilever products through a retailer, whether it's a supermarket or a pharmacy or whatever it may be. Do you see that changing over time, that I will be buying these products directly from you and cutting out Sephora or whoever it is?
It's a change that's happening already in most parts of the world, and as it is here. So e-commerce contribution, for example, is on the rise. It's one of our fastest growing channels. And especially for the beauty industry, definitely I can see that, that growth rate continuing to sustain and even increase going forward. So yes, you will be buying a lot more online.
But direct from a company like you or a P&G or a Nestle rather than through a retailer, will that be a, meaningful trend?
I think all of us will continue to coexist because there's a meaning for it. We have setups where we are directly marketing to consumers as well. Personalization is on the rise. So there are certain services that we'll be able to provide better as an organization. But I think retailers will continue to have their own meaningful space in this ecosystem.
Abhirup Chakrabarty is the man who heads up beauty and personal care for Unilever in the Gulf. Best of luck with your launch. Appreciate you joining us this morning on The Business Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Richard. All the best to you as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.